This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
A lot of people wonder how they gonna die. How am I gonna die? Will it be a bullet wound? Will they die at the hands of the police? Here's how I think I'm gonna go.
Too much salt, too much sugar, too much smoke, and too much liquor. The good life. I'ma die of the good life. I'ma die of the good life. Come on.
This is Hannibal, I'm a cannibal. It's understandable, you think I'm studio. But when we leave the studio, nigga, use the hoe. Nigga, lose your hoe, like usual. Bitch is beautiful, what she with you for? When Hiawatha drunk my firewalker, said sayonara to his lonely daughter. Five star, Mr. Arson, South Central Compton, next to Carson. Rips are ripping, dogs are barking. Guppies all move over, let the shark in. Blood in the water, cuz in the water. Did he get out, nigga, was it a slaughter? Fucking with jaws, nigga, tearing your drawers. This fire water put hair on your balls. This is a rebel without a pause. With three hoes like Santa Claus. No auto pip codes in the bylaws. Got enough paper, I can buy y'all. I can buy you, I can buy you. Walking around here with a slave IQ. Better get smart or it's deja vu. Back in the dark, nigga, change to the arc, nigga.
Fire. Too much smoke and too much liquor. The good life. I'ma die of the good life. I'ma die of the good life.
How I do it? It's lighter fluid. Think you fly? Put a spider to it. Come down heavy. Isaac Newton. Why y'all talking? I be shooting. Most of these artists be prostituting. Gangsta shit. I wrote the Constitution. Bitch ass nigga. What's your contribution? Hate no shit. Ain't a revolution. Change this shit. Fuck the looting. Westside riders. I'm recruiting. God is the teacher. I'm the student. Don't bite the apple. I'm rebooting. Back to the pen and pad. Back to the pen and paper. Niggas wanna catch a paper, but they on respirators. Always on elevators. Always dressed like the Raiders. Always on my way to Vegas. Chest hairs. Who wanna ball with the California Bears? It's Monte Gras every time I'm with my players. Alcohol all in the air. I run this shit. I am the mayor. You a crazy bitch, Princess Leia. Don't you know my truth is a dare? It's the Cyclops with the eye drops. Fuck these thoughts and Goldilocks. Bitches wanna gorge on all a nigga porch. Don't ask me for a piece of pizza. Fold my arms and say bye, Felicia. Why the fuck you messing with the creature? Might wake up and fucking eat ya. Can hardly see ya cause of my shine.
Mama, I love ya.
I'm legally blind. I'm out of my mind. Study my rhyme. I got the equation for any occasion. Black, white, brown, red, purple, or Asian. My fire water keep throats a blazing. I got some shit that'll burn your stomach. Make you vomit. The dog's atomic. Please don't try to mix this with chronic. Niggas won't believe that you seen the comet. No.
Smoke and too much liquor, the good life. I'ma die of the good life. I'ma die of the good life. Too much salt, too much sugar, too much smoke and too much liquor, the good life. I'ma die of the good life. I'ma die of the good life.
That's Fire Water by Ice Cube. Ice Cube going in there with the references to H2O, isn't he?
He's coming back with some Fire Water.
He is. Ice Cube, Fire Water. I wonder what the album's called.
Wet Heat.
Rapids.
Oh.
Wet Heat. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a bit pornographic though, isn't it?
Wet Heat.
Ice Cube with the new album, Wet Heat. Sounds like a bathroom at like 8:30 a.m. Wet, yeah, heat.
Steamy.
Moist.
Condensation.
Condensation would be a good title.
There we go.
It's kind actually called Everything's Corrupt.
Oh, is that what the song's called?
No, that's what the album's called. That it's
oh, right, the album's called Everything's Corrupt.
Everything, though.
Everything's Corrupt. Yeah. And not corrupt like from the dog pound, the proper spelling of corrupt, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Is he going into some deep stuff on the album?
Well, he's got a track called Arrest the President, so I think that says where his head's at.
Well, he's always kind of been a political commentator from time to time, I'd say. You know, he's got some gangster shit, obviously, but he does. He has got some political commentary. I like Ice Cube. I don't think he kind of sold out or dumbed down when he became a Hollywood rapper. Nah, if anything, he just intensified the shit.
Exactly. I think when he went all Hollywood, I think he done his thing. He was like, yo, like I'm starring in all these films, but he still had the raw edge.
Still gangster. I like Ice Cube. He's one of the ones that's always remained consistent in 100%. my appreciation levels. Mm. It's a happy new year to everyone now that we've kind of got the most important things out of the way. The most important thing being Ice Cube. But happy new year to everyone. Happy 2019. It's Marcel, Michael and Natalie back for the Eminem Show. First show of the year. We've got one guest in today. We were meant to have two.
Yeah.
And we're going to be playing a game in the missing guests' honour.
We will,
He's not dead or anything. He's not even really missing. He's just absent. Couldn't make it in. But we're going to play the game anyway. We've got tracks coming in to chat to us about new music. Just to catch up as well, because I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, you know him, don't you?
I do know him personally.
Formerly from...
From Asteroid Boys. Yeah. Legends in Cardiff. Boys there, you get me? So we're going to be chatting to him a bit later, playing a game with him, playing another game. In honour of Reese West,
who
couldn't make it in today.
And also our first guest of the year was also setting a very good precedent because he was incredibly early. He's been around here since like 3:05 when they called. So I'm very impressed with this. A good new start to the new year with
Absolutely.
Our guests. One did cancel, so that's not the best one. But the one that's here is here really early.
This is true.
Sure.
Speaking of having not seen people for ages, I haven't seen both of you guys for over...
Three weeks.
And that's a long time for us because we see each other every week.
It's very true. But you know, I did get to see you on the social medias and that kind of stuff, you know. And also there was the Christmas video that went up.
There was, yeah. Like, finally went out.
It went out. Like the reaction to my face, my face's reaction to the actual Swedish fish. Can you remember what that was actually called?
No, I can't. Sir
Stroman.
It's so nasty for you. It's in
etched in my memory.
I had to post that up on Monday just so people could just to remind myself that I'm never going to Sweden over Christmas. Because if that's what the place smells like,
honestly,
hell no.
I don't think that it's like the all of Sweden that everyone eats
sure?
it. It's in those tins.
It's in the tins.
Yeah.
They sell it in tins like sardines.
Yeah, like tuna and stuff. Yeah, it's in a
Bloody
tin.
Hell.
Julia that works here is Swedish and she assures me that after a while the smell goes a bit and it tastes nice. But I think that just means that your kind of sense of smell goes. If you smell that long enough, you have no sense of smell left.
Yeah.
Literally burns your your smell receptors called? I don't even know. It just burns your nose off, basically.
100% like you know the people that can't smell their farts but you can smell them but they can't smell their own farts. Probably Swedish people, they've smoked it so many years that it's just become sardines.
Yeah.
Normal.
Well, I like that Christmas video. Of course, we also had the Christmas party before. It was the last time that I think we saw each other.
Yeah, it would have been.
Which was good.
I failed to come on a night out, didn't I?
You did.
I did fail.
You were going to do Hannah's farewell.
I take the L on that one.
But
farewell, Hannah.
Yeah, she's in Australia now. She's back.
She is. If you're listening, Hannah.
I hope you're streaming this.
G'day.
G'day. G'day, mate.
Yeah. Happy summer.
What do Australians say for goodbye?
Oh. Maybe they don't. They just stick around.
Later on, mate.
Later on.
Later on.
That's right.
I've never heard an Australian depart.
See you later, alligator.
Kangaroo.
I think that's what they say.
Perhaps.
Well, I know what you've been up to, both of you. Michael Payne, you were volunteering at Brixton Soup Kitchen over Christmas.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you do most years, right?
That's tradition. That's like last 4 years now. So that's that actually just gave me a reason to like be on Christmas, if you like. You know, I used to feel... I hate Christmas, basically. Mm. I'm like a small percentage of the population that don't really feel like getting involved in the festivities that much. And I just wanted a reason to kind of get out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
So, that has done more for me than it has for any of the people that kind of frequent the shelter on Christmas Day, you know?
Is it the whole of Christmas, like the build-up and everything, or is it just Christmas Day that you don't like?
The whole affair.
Okay.
The whole affair.
Whereas I feel like you, Marcel, probably quite like Christmas.
I do quite like Christmas, but like. So this year, like we had my niece, my nephew. Like none of them, like I used to be up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, like banging on my parents' door, like I want to open presents. They were both asleep at like 1 o'clock. I was like, What is going on here, kids? Wake up! I want to get Christmassy, and they're like, nah.
Maybe it's just not as special to the kids anymore.
I don't think it is. I don't think Christmas is. I think. Obviously, once they open their presents and they get whatever they're given, they're like, yeah, playing PlayStation, doing whatever they're doing. But actually, my niece was kind of better. She was like kissing her presents and stuff like that. She's like, oh. Very happy and stuff. She was very cute, but
fair.
But Zaki's 10. He was just like, yeah, nah. I'll open my PlayStation presents later. I know what I'm gonna get. Like, I'm not allowed to play PlayStation until this time anyway. I got to have breakfast and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's nice. Do you have a nice eat Christmas lunch? Do you eat a bird on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I think a bird got consumed in my family home.
Chicken. I'm not really a fan of turkey.
We had chicken. I know that we didn't have turkey. No. Had chicken. No. I think and lamb.
Got a bit of lamb.
Okay. Yeah. I also know, Michael Payne, that your sister gave you 2024 QI facts to stop you in your tracks.
I was actually going to say that next.
Whoa!
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say that was my favourite present that I've received in the last few years.
Can you give us some facts?
Not yet, because I haven't started it yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to read it like a book. Do you know what I mean? I just want to consult it from time to time while I'm sitting. And I'm not going to put it in the toilet.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I think that's the only time you can really consult something from time to time. But I'm reading that. I'm taking that shit on the tube with me. I'm going to look like a proper nerd. I don't give a fuck.
It's a
gold cover
knowledge.
As well. It's like quite metallic gold, the cover. It's going to be blinging. Even if people aren't looking at it, there's going to be something in their peripheral. Like, yeah. The fuck's that guy? Okay.
The knowledge.
Yeah, I think that's a proper good icebreaker, that. You know?
Good to know facts as well.
100%.
Marcel, I know that it was a special day. Never mind Christmas. It was all about Monday because it was Marcel's birthday.
Belated wishes. I said that.
I turned 33 years old.
Congrats.
It was a milestone for me. Literally, like, I woke up in the morning and I was literally like, wow, Mars, you're 33 now.
You're a man now.
You've got to start growing up. And I was like, I don't know if I can. But then as the day went on and I was having the most chilled out birthday I've ever had, I wasn't drinking, nothing like that. Organised a meal with my mates, went and had a meal, got home by 10 o'clock, no after beats, nothing like that. It was literally, went for the meal, everyone was like, oh, I'll see you later, let's go. And I went home and went to sleep.
Was that meal breakfast? You got home by 10?
10 p.m.
Brilliant.
Oh. That's mature as fuck. Mature as hell. I did on the Saturday before, I did go out and got a bit too drunk. And,
right.
I think that's what kind of made me want to have the change.
Well, okay. It was a Monday, to be fair, your birthday, wasn't it? So
yeah,
that's maybe
that
why
didn't
people
used
didn't...
to matter. It didn't used to matter. It could be like a Tuesday, Thursday. I'd be out.
What date was that, by the way?
The 7th of January.
7th. Okay, but it's close enough to the new year where you can just be like, wow, you know, the revolution's around the sun and my birthday coming inside.
Yeah. It's actually a really nice time, I think, at the moment to go out in London because I don't really do New Year ever. I hate going out on New Year's Eve, but I do like going out on New Year's Day or the days after because it's so empty everywhere.
Yeah.
That when you go out to somewhere that would normally be packed on a Thursday night, you can get a seat and it's lovely.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely time of year to go out.
I like walking through the sort of city around that period and pretending I'm in a zombie movie by myself.
You're Cillian Murphy in 28 Days Later.
I just suddenly just start sprinting down empty roads just for no reason.
You start filming yourself running around.
Yeah.
If you were to literally spy on me, you'd just see me doing weird parkour like near bank on January the 2nd. Like that would be me jumping over railings and shit, rolling over in the road.
And actually, you've done it so often that people now know, keep out of your way. There's a strange guy that does parkour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's my thing now.
Also, you have had some photos, which I was looking at earlier, and some new photos on your Instagram page, right? Whiskey Photography.
That was just me. That was literally like me at, must have been like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was like the coldest day of the year. I don't know when it was. It was before Christmas, though. And I was walking around and I had like no socks on because I was wearing like some shoes. I had no socks on.
In the loafers,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? In the loafers, walking around all suit, like smart dressed, freezing my ass off and just trying to take photos, like, but trying to look cool, but just being like, You can't see my face right now, but my face was, I was squinting, but it was looking like I was smoldering, but I was just super cold.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, but like, yeah, like the photos look sick. The photos look really good.
They
like,
do. There's the one with your hood up where you say how to look sexy in winter or something like that.
And it's like, I think it's like, I'm like.
Can I ask, did anyone go to a winter wonderland at all?
No, me neither.
Has anyone ever been to winter?
Yeah, never again.
Oh, right, you've been. Tell us about that, because to be brutally honest, you don't strike me as the type of person who'll go to winter wonderland.
No, that's why I did it once. No, I do. I thought it was quite nice. It's like, there are nice things to be had. There's nice like outside mulled wine bars and there's rides, but you do have to get in there and then you have to pay for other stuff if you want to go.
So you've got to pay for entry?
Mm-hmm.
Into winter
wonderland. Actually, I don't know about entry. I think maybe, but you do have to pay to, obviously, like I went on this, not a Ferris wheel, but it's indoor, you know, it's got pods, but not that year when I went, they weren't properly insulated. So half an hour on a freezing cold thing going up in there wasn't fun.
Wow.
It was just, and also it's incredibly busy because it is very commercial. So there's lots of queues for
everything. There's signs for it at like all the tube stations around in the surrounding area. For Winter Wonderland, turn left. And you're like, fucking hell.
It looks nice. Yeah. But it's when you get
but
in
But it's
there,
in Hyde Park, isn't it?
It's Hyde Park and like you said, it's very commercial. So like everyone, like tourists go there. Anyone that's in, like anyone, like all the couples and all that kind of stuff.
It's not the same as that like steam fair that's like in Finsbury Park and shit.
No. That would be nice. They should do that for a Christmas thing in Finsbury Park.
What, a Christmas in Finsbury Park?
Yeah. I don't know what that would entail, but it would be
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
I think it would be good. I think it would be vibrant.
Yeah.
Go Rowan's after.
I've never been there.
You've never been to the legendary bowling alley,
no,
Rowan's, have you,
no.
Marcel?
No.
I've heard about it, but it's I've never been there.
Stuff of law, that L-O-R-E, you know.
Because they don't change it, do they? It doesn't change.
It's amazing, that place. Like, it doesn't change, you're right. Still has a dance floor. Like an actual designated dance floor where people keep to, you know, people are restricted and confined to doing, like, you know, remember the old GTA? That kind of, them moves, repeating them. You know, every eight bars, back to the same kind of, you know, it's almost like a mobile disco type guy, you know, the guy's the MC and the DJ. Yeah. It's amazing.
So is it near the bowling? Can you just hear this, like, disco going
bowling
behind
is,
you?
So there's two floors. You got the ground floor, which is the bigger floor, and then you got the counter where you get your shoes, but you've got an arcade before that as well, just off to the left.
Okay.
You've got the area where you get your shoes, and then just beyond that, you've got the lanes, and then to the right, you've got the designated dance floor. I'm telling you, it's
that's
amazing.
Right.
Upstairs, same setting, but in sort of a on a smaller scale.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Well, there's two dance floors.
Jeez. One is never enough. They're really in the party spirit. Love Rowan's. Shout out Rowan's.
I've never been there, but I like
me
the sound
neither.
Of
I
it.
I feel like we should go.
I think it's always been like £3 to get in. It's
oh
never
God.
Gone up or down.
Incredible. Well, before we go to a song, also, Marcel, I want to say congratulations to the person that won your They Want to Know challenge.
Natty. She literally killed it. Like, did you actually get to see her?
I saw a bunch of the people that had applied for the role.
Yeah, her one was like, it was sick. Like, she went from like doing like a Jamaican patois thing into like a like a R&B vocal, then she went up and hit some like next octaves, and
okay.
I was like, "Bro, this girl's fire."
So she won studio time.
No. So I'm doing an EP launch.
That was it. It was a performance.
Yeah.
At the launch. My bad.
Around the first week of April. So like I literally had a meeting today to try and get start getting all that stuff sorted out. So yeah, she's gonna be performing down there.
Amazing.
And yeah, like it's just gonna be a bit crazy because like obviously like I'm gonna be doing my set, she's gonna be doing her set. I think I'm gonna try and get a few other people to kind of jump in and do their little bits from the label, and yeah, just have a massive party. But yeah, like she literally killed it. So like I was like, but the talent out there was just mad. Like there was like loads of good versions, but. I feel like she was the one who kind of
okay.
Okay,
well that's exciting. Well, let's go to a song and then we'll get our first guest in the studio.
Yeah, man. Trax is going to be joining us just after this.
Perfectly, blatantly, gracefully. You can't stop me. Callous
purposely, heartlessly, forcibly, forcibly, willfully, skillfully, mentally, spitefully. You can't stop me. Rapidly, righteously, urgently, awfully, secretly, stealthily, literally, villainy. You can't stop me. Quietly, cleverly, silently, steadily, wearily, wordlessly, seemingly, easily. Can't stop me. This ain't no entry. It gets them nowhere. Restricted access. See where I wanna get into and need to get out of. You can't stop me. I'm gonna get in where I wanna get into. I'm gonna get in there whenever I want to. You can't stop me. I'm getting in anywhere close that I want to. I'm opening up anywhere that I have to. You can't stop me. Don't think it's not easy for me to get entry. Don't think any lock is a thing that can stop me. Can't stop me. This ain't no entry. It gets them nowhere. Restricted access. But I will go there.
Fascinating, that song.
Sounds very like Blade Runner-ish.
Ooh, that's a good shout. It's Ruby Black with Skeleton Key. Haunting.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect kind of eerie vibes that we need for the new year.
For real.
Foreboding.
Yeah, it's Halloween soon, so it's perfect.
This is very true. This is very
Ten
true.
10 months later.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. 10 months later. I'm just. Play again, actually.
Yeah,
I'd play this 10 months later.
Oh.
This is the sort of song I'd play 10 months later.
100%.
I'd write that down on Apple Music, you know, as little comments. I'd play this 10 months later.
I'm adding that to my Halloween playlist.
Oh, you've got Spotify. A third playlist that you've got going from this show, then.
This show.
Only a third? I thought you had more to be honest.
It just gives me playlist after playlist. Like, the tunes that we drop are just banging.
Yeah, true, true. Excellent selections, usually, from Natalie.
Thank you.
Selector.
And I say usually from Natalie. I mean, your selections are always good, but it isn't always you that selects the tunes.
Who is it then?
Well, who is it?
It's
actually?
Me. It's
it
me.
Is
it's
always
me, yeah.
You, isn't
yes,
it? Okay,
it is.
Cool, safe.
I take the responsibility if it's a bad song too.
No, I don't think I've heard a single song that I don't like.
Me neither.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
All right, we've got our first guest of the day and our first guest of the year in right now. And there's been a lot of changes, as I understand, so we're just going to get straight into it. His name is Trax, and we'll give him the usual spirited round of applause.
Thank you.
Not at all, man. Thanks for coming through. It's overdue.
No problem.
Like I said, yeah, huge changes. It's almost like you made some New Year's resolutions, huge ones, but you can kind of tell us about them. Like, I know you from Asteroid Boys, obviously.
Yeah.
Cardiff Legends, as I introduced you earlier on to Marcel.
Legends.
I'd say so, man. Like, when I did my first gig
like
in
that.
Cardiff, yeah.
Legends.
With, I don't know if it was Captain managing you at the time, right? So Captain, their manager, booked me for a gig in Cardiff. And these guys were playing on the same night. And just the vibe that, like, there was, like, they had this kind of cult following from then, like, years ago, you know what I mean? And
we had that then, club on lock.
Exactly, Cardiff yeah. Arts Institute. Yeah, I remember the name of the venue. Like, they tore it down, didn't not tore it down, but they changed it into something else, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So RIPCAI, but that place was, like, it was incredible. The vibe that night, amazing. And definitely. That was kind of how we formed a friendship. And that's how I gained, like, love and respect for Asteroid Boys, you know, because it was a hospitality thing. Do you know what I mean? I felt because I saw how much
we welcomed you into.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah. That's exactly it. That's exactly how I put it. You welcomed me into Cardiff. I thought, and you know, when you associate someone with an actual place and think, rah, like if it's like they had the keys to a certain aspects of that place, you have to give respect, innit? Where respect is due. So obviously, you go down the line, and I've seen you guys do tour after tour after tour after tour, like fucking cult followings in Germany and shit, like mainland Europe, smashing it on some mad like grime punk rock hybrid thing where you can kind of fit into all these mad festival slots, and then you leave the group,
and then I left. Mad, isn't it?
Mad. That's literally for me the definition of mad.
It is, yeah.
So you've got some explaining to do. It's basically why I've brought you down here.
So for those who don't know, like Asteroid Boys has been going for like 10 years. And then I'd say professionally for like maybe five. Yeah. But 10 years we were causing trouble. The 5 years before we were causing trouble. And we were a group of... There was five of us. We came from backgrounds of like authentic punk. Mm-hmm. Like I was in punk bands when I was 14, mitching off school, touring around London. Mm-hmm. Like, and then maybe not 14, 15, I was mitching off school. And then like you got boys in the group that were from the youth centre producing grime and all that. So we had like that authentic mix, and we tried to be like a purist in a genre, but then we thought, nah, let's just... The hybrid thing normally for me is dead, but I thought we're really authentic in all areas, so we can do it. We did it. It worked. I was on like Rinse one day, biggest metal festival in Germany the next day.
Right.
Rare. So yeah, that was like the Astro Boys vibe, and it was working and it was cool. And then like obviously like we signed to a label and things got sticky and we had like various management problems. And then there was directional issues. And then there was like, I was felt like everyone else was thinking, you're killing it. You just played Reading and Leeds 2 years in a row and like sold out your tent. Mm. So everyone thought you're killing it. But what I could see was what no one else could see, which was like I was watching a train crash.
Right.
And I was like, if I carry on in this thing, I'm going to lose my integrity, or it's going to crash. And I'm going to be a part of a sad thing. So I thought the best thing for me to do is take a step out, hold my integrity fully, and then just run in a new lane. Do you get me?
Yeah.
But I had to have full conviction and intention like behind that decision before I did it.
Yeah,
and
course.
I did. So that's why I knew it was the right thing to do. Right. I waited and I took the steps right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. And did that coincide with your... what should I say, connection with God, reconnection with God, what was it, like discovery of God?
I'd say connection. I never had a connection before, but like I grew up in a secular house, mad house. Do you get me? Ran away from home when I was 16, got beat up, moved to Cyprus for 6 months, came back, started Astro Boys. In short, that's what I like. And no one in my family believed in God. No one, do you get me? And then obviously down the line, like stuff happened. Like, my mum was disabled for 25 years. My mum did... I was watching my mum potentially on a deathbed growing up, and I was a carer, and it was mad. And then she came to know God, and she started reading the Bible and this and that, and then she got healed, and she's been healed for 7 years. Like, and not just healed, like, she could box a man out. Like, she's strong now. And before, she couldn't even lift a leg. She was skin and bone in her bed. And she, like, her faith is through the roof and all that. It had an impact on the family. Do you get me? I had to question things, and I journeyed bit by bit. And I kind of got my faith, like, maybe the last, like, four years of Astro Boys.
Okay. Within Astro Boys, while you were part of the group, you were your faith was as strong as it is now.
Yeah, definitely. I was on tour... playing shows every night with a group, like with everyone who was, you know, everything that comes with being signed to a major, doing the campaigns and touring the world. Mm. Everything was there, and I was living like a slightly different life, but yeah, obviously touring with everyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was going to say, like, how did that impact touring? Because I had, when I was touring, I had this one band member who was, you know, super Christian, like, and when we would talk about secular things, and then all of a sudden, they'd go from being seven voices in the van, kind of filling the van of conversation, one guy would just tune out, boy. As soon as we started talking about, like, sex or whatever, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he would just tune out, and then you just see him on his laptop. Like, did you...
no, I weren't like that. We could talk on the thing if you want. Like, I'm talking, like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, at the end of the day, I grew up around the mandem, everyone chatting. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm always down for chatting. Yeah. I'll talk everything out with whatever. But when it came to, like, just certain things I wouldn't bend with, so
yeah, of course,
like, I never really drank anyway.
Yeah,
like, you probably knew that from back in the day. I never really drank anyway. Mm. More so because when you see your mum disabled, like, growing up, you just didn't want to, like, I was just like, I don't really want to jeopardize my health too much,
right?
So growing up, I never got into it too much. Like, do you get me? And then I was never on drugs, I never smoked that and this and that, whatever. So, but, like, just the, like, wild girls activity, I kind of all of that I drifted away. Okay. Like, I'm not really attaching myself to that.
Because if I'm not mistaken, aren't you quite newly engaged?
Still gassed.
Congrats.
I got engaged in New York like a month ago.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Congrats, man.
And obviously we're like, I'm openly speak about it. We're holding out. Do you get me? We're gonna get married in August.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, so. Do you get me? So yeah, there's just certain things that I just attached myself with, and I think it made the boys feel uncomfortable. But
okay,
I don't care.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, I don't like these like silent religious things that go on in people's heads. Like, I'll stand there and just say
it's not taboo.
I'm not on it.
Yeah,
do your thing, bruv. Like, yeah, I'm calm, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Everyone do their thing. Do you know what
fair
I mean?
Play, man. Fair yeah play. Well, would you say it's impacted the music
that I make now?
Your music that you're making now?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And you know what? Making music now is like, not to sound like, it's really natural. It's really easy.
Mm.
Before, I was always like overthinking things. But now, I feel like I'm filled up with knowing who I am. I know my character. Mm-hmm. I know my gifts. I know my purpose. I know my foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go and listen to beats and that, I just open my mouth and the right things come out every time. Yeah, yeah. Now. So it has affected my music. Do you know what I mean?
Fair play, man. Well, we should get into your brand new bit right now. If you do, ask the honour of introducing it for us, man.
It's the new one.
Yeah.
Ditch.
Yeah.
No?
Spiritual War.
Yeah, it should be.
No,
Ditch.
Let's play Spiritual War now, and then we'll play Ditch afterwards. Okay?
Spiritual
Damn,
War.
I was expecting Ditch.
We'll right, play both of them.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I'm in a spiritual war. And there's life and death out here. What you think, man, I'm training for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words. Stand firm and tall. Cause these damn devils ain't resting for your soul. Your soul, say what? I'm in a spiritual war. And it's life and death out here. What you think, man, I'm praying for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words. Stand firm and tall. And these damn devils ain't resting for your soul. Your soul, nah. Me, I don't just fight with the peace, I fight with another that I seek, and
more.
I'm in a spiritual war, so when you say what, I just draw for the sword. Cause me, I can't fight with the knowledge I seek, the knowledge without peace is flawed. So if you're coming like me, scared, no, never that. Been to the bottom and hell said hello fam. Now I'm in a place where evil stands in my way and I say you're at idiot. Yeah. You see the man, I see the motive.
Why?
The motive's running off fear.
Okay.
And if you see fear, then we know the devil is near. So let me rewind it back. Drop a 2-2 prayer, got time for that. Drop a 2-2 dare, you try it fam.
Yeah.
God's got the medicine and I ain't trying to shy from that. Oh, you hear me, Greek boy, but I got a big boy spirit. When I speak that truth, yeah, I speak that clearly. And it's funny when a big boy fears me. I mean, I want to get leery. It's like, nah. Watch out when you're on the roads. Watch out when you walk around. When you watch out when you go home. And I'm coming like, nah. Angels carry me home. If you war with me, you war with an army of God. Yeah, that's what I know. Yeah, that's what I know. I'm in a spiritual war.
And there's life and death out here. What you think man I'm training for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words, stand firm and tall. Cause these damn devils ain't resting for your soul. Your soul, say what? I'm in a spiritual war. And there's life and death out here. What you think man I'm praying for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words, stand firm and tall. And these damn devils ain't resting for your soul. Your soul, be that Greek boy with a gold necklace. Back then I used to go reckless. I said no to a few investors, cause I know it's the Lord that blessed us. Yeah, it's T. I'm on job. Took me a while, but now I'm on God. You could try and bribe me, but I got a vibe inside me. And I got my eyes on my clock and my head in the word. Yeah, yeah, you could call me a nerd. On the corners, I used to lurk. Now you catch me chilling in church. If you know what's wrong with the church, and I know what's wrong with the church, so we know what's wrong with the church. Let's link up, brother, then make this work. Link up, brother, then make this happen. Gossip, what's it gonna be next? I don't wanna know. Let's make this happen. Gossip, what's it gonna be next? I don't wanna know. Let's not be slacking. Yeah, too busy relaxing. Yeah, and I know there's a world out there that can be brutal and taxing. So I'm bringing the facts in like, hold tight, wait my bro. Hold tight, wait my bro. If it's about the truth, I'm involved. Say my piece and I let a man grow. Like, don't condemn brothers. Say my piece and I let a man grow. Cause T's gonna let a man know. No, T's gonna let a man know. Gonna let a man grow. I'm in a spiritual war, and there's life and death out here. What you think man I'm training for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words, stand firm and tall. Cause these damn devils ain't resting for your soul. Your soul, say what? I'm in a spiritual war, and there's life and death out here. What you think man I'm praying for? I'm a soldier, so I stay strapped with the words, stand firm and tall. And these damn devils ain't resting for your soul.
You think I'm mad, don't you? You think I'm mad, don't you? Mad. I ain't even trying when I speak, I ain't lying. Nah. The way things are in the world, you better hope that I'm lying. Hope. I pray that every ear that hears this is blessed. 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 I thank God for my life and I say it with my chest. I said I thank God for my life and I say it with my chest. Yeah. Yeah.
Spiritual War by Trax, who joins us in the studio right now. We've just been getting into it, catching up in the new year 2019.
That is super vibey though. The beat massively, on that is mad.
Massively. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that in. We're going to get into Ditch later, which is like a new single. So if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
But
super vibey, that song, with the conversation we were having during it, where we were talking about getting MMA fighting and then getting their legs broken.
Yeah. The conversation really was the antithesis of the song.
I mean, it was literally chill vibe, just talk about the most violent thing you could probably talk about.
Which I didn't know about until you just, I didn't realize people got their legs broken in MMA fighting.
Oh my God. Just don't watch it if you're not, no surprises. If you don't like surprises, don't watch MMA.
No, I don't like casualty. I'm too squeamish for that. That's so what I don't I'm think saying. I'm going to watch an MMA fight.
This is real life as well.
No. Why? How? So what? Who?
And I swear MMA fighters don't get paid as much as boxers.
No idea.
It depends. Like, because Conor McGregor gets paid though, but Conor McGregor's biggest payout was from when he fought Mayweather, which is a boxer. So.
Yeah, I think boxing's paying more.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
It's been around longer.
Why would you go through that much more for that much less?
Because like some people aren't as good at boxing. Like they're better kickers or better grapplers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, brawlers. You know what
I mean? Yeah, that's true.
But the match is not that often, because if you get your leg broken, it takes, I don't know how many months
if you get your leg broken in MMA, you probably have a little bit of a break in it. Like, you don't go straight back
probably
in.
Probably take you around the back of the stables and shoot you in the head. Because I don't see anyone again. Then again, I only see MMA and UFC on Twitter. I'll see like 30 seconds at a time, usually someone having their leg broken.
No, I do love UFC.
What's that?
No, but basically MMA is like UFC is MMA, but like it's just mixed martial arts, isn't it? But that's what they call MMA. But UFC is the actual, you know, like WWF's got like is wrestling.
Yeah.
UFC's MMA.
Right.
Oh, I see. Right.
Just
okay.
The brand.
Yeah, it's just the brand of what
you
I'm
love
brand.
It, don't you?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
There's, he knows there, stuff.
There'll be some times when I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. No, because like
I reckon you would do like celebrity.
Hell no.
Boxing matches.
Hell
or something.
No. Someone asked me to. They was like, Mars, we'll give you $5 if you have a boxing match. I was like, you know what? No. You know what? The amount of training that boxers need to do, yeah? The amount of training that boxers need to do, yeah?
Oh, what? You're worried about the training?
No. I'm not even worried about training. I'll do the training, yeah? But I don't want to do the training and then go in there and still get banged out and be like, yo,
but
what
you
was
said
that for?
No,
and you make money, off your face looking
that's,
like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I am with a broken nose. Like, men don't look the same normal. Everyone's like, yo, you know, we can't even have Marcel on the show no
can't
more.
Can't there be like...
He ain't even got a face of radio no more, bro. You know what I mean? All of them was like that. Like, I can't have that.
Maybe they could do celebrity boxing with like one of those helmets that you could wear and so you don't touch the face. You know, like American football.
Yeah, true,
the
yeah. You do get the headgear.
You can get the headgear, but if they still punch you straight in the face,
you'll get a fat lip for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can still break your nose.
That's just to make sure you don't take any breaks.
And breaking your nose is one of the worst feelings ever.
I hope I never go
Describe
through it.
Describe it.
Never
Why?
Had it?
No.
Never had it?
No.
Mad. Okay.
Did I have to click your nose back into...
Well, like, I've had a couple... Oh, I had a couple beatings when I was, like, younger. Mm. And honestly, like, I had... My jaw was one. And then my two front teeth are fake because my two front teeth got popped out. Wow. These two. And then... But my nose, bruv, nose is like... It's that feeling that's just like you feel sick when it happens.
Yeah.
You're like, and then you're like,
the sound effect.
It's enough. You know them little jabs you get in the top of your nose. Yeah. It makes you cry. Makes your eyes water. Yeah. They're enough for me. I don't want my nose.
Well, no. The toe is bad too because they can't do anything. If you break your toe, you can't reset it. You just have to have a broken toe until it heals, and they can't do anything. That's not nice.
That's why the body is sick.
Yeah. True. Pretty cool being a human, I guess.
That's the medical section of the show, over.
Dr. Marcel.
No, yeah, aging Dr. Marcel.
Actual doctor now. He's like, fuck this love shit. So what's the plan for the rest of the year, Trax? I know it's early doors yet.
Yeah, early doors. But I mean, like when I left 10 months ago, maybe just short of a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I had time to plan what I wanted to do and that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've got a project running from back home called Squeeze. Mm-hmm. And it's, like we're kind of interviewing everyone about not what they do, but like who they are.
Yeah.
So we just had like Gaz Oakley, vegan chef, on there. Going to get like a couple boxes on there actually.
Yeah.
From Cardiff that are doing well, a couple music people and stuff. And that's it has kind of Christian values, but we're not talking about that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a healthy place for everyone, all ages. Mm. So I'm pushing that project. But that's kind of secondary to my Trax thing. Uh-huh. So right now, Trax is like, that's what's taking up my time. I've got a like EP coming out end of February and an album coming out in the summer.
Brilliant.
So I'm just on job for Trax. Do you know what I mean?
And is the sort of are you hoping to keep the tour diary as full as you did in Asteroid Boys as well? Can we see you live anytime soon?
Do you know what? I think it's because it's my strength. Performing is my strength. So I think like it's just gonna be natural. After dropping Spiritual War, just dropping one song, I had a bag of bookings.
Wicked.
And I thought, let me just see what's what with my new stuff. Tried out all my unreleased tracks, and it was good. It was different, but it was good because I'm used to seeing the walls shake.
Yeah.
And everyone hanging off the ceiling of course. People crowd surfing.
Like genuinely, that's not even exaggeration.
Yeah, they were mad. The shows were mad. But now I like that where I'm performing. You know, people are listening and like people are dancing and people are moving and people are paying attention and it's like, it's new and I like it.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean?
Fair play, man. Fair play. Well, thank you so much for coming through, man.
No worries.
Thanks for being our first guest. You're part of history now.
Yeah, respect.
First guest of 2019, sorry.
There you go.
But still definitely part of history. We're going to wrap this up with Ditch now, aren't we? And then we've got
lots of stuff, but before we go, where can we find you on all of the socials?
Good point. For people that don't know, because I'm used to knowing.
You know.
I forget sometimes.
Well, I would normally say just type it in on the internet, but my Instagram is Lopez Dupree.
Lopez Dupree. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, because it's not Trax.
Yeah, it's not Trax. I just you got to find, you got to dig.
Do it.
Instagram's Lopez Dupree, but everything else just jam Trax on YouTube or Apple Music. You know.
All right, damn.
TRAXX. TRAXXL flows that I'm giving out.
He wants to remain mysterious. Yeah, you've got to find that shit, Lopez Dupree. I'm gonna guess that it's Jennifer Lopez Jermaine Dupree. That spelling.
L-O-P-E-Z.
Yeah. No, don't spell it out though. People have to figure it out.
Figure it out.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Yeah. You've got to be in the know.
You have to be
so
in the
exactly. So Google Jermaine Dupree first, and then Jennifer Lopez, and then just merge
them spellings.
Lopez Dupree.
But thank you so much. Please introduce your second track of the day.
So this song's called Ditch. Wrote this about reflecting on my year 2018 being the hardest year and the best year of my life. So this song's called Ditch. Tracks.
My way out of a ditch. You was in a sitch like this. Back then I was a crazy kid, and that's something I gotta fix. Yeah, my future was looking like a myth. I didn't feel my future would look like this. Yeah, the world got crazy at times. I cried like a baby, but that's what it is. Prayed my way out of a ditch. You was in a sitch like this. Back then I was a crazy kid, and that's something I gotta fix. Yeah, my future was looking like I didn't feel my future would look like this. Yeah, the world got crazy at times. I cried like a baby, but that's what it is.
I'm a child of God, not a fool, that's who I was. And all my life I was trying to do wrong, trying to figure out what went wrong, and trying to figure out why so long. So by the grace of God I'm standing here, by the grace of God I'm spending time with who? Yeah, I'm spending time with God. I'm trying to figure out what went wrong, and trying to figure out why so long. All my life I was trying to do wrong, trying to climb my way to the top. And yeah, I was trying to do lots. Cardiff boy, I was looking all lost. Now I'm free, cause I realise where I'm from. Yeah, by the grace of God I'm standing here, by the grace of God I'm strong. And like a soldier I know what I want. Psalm 119, yeah, I know my song, and I sing it till the day is done. I sing that song till the day is won. No more trying to climb my way to the top. At the top, what's there? Don't you dare them. You might scare them. What? You gotta know when to speak and stop. You gotta know when to lean and bop. You gotta know when to stop and pray. You gotta know when to stop and say that we pray. Put our hands together and then pray. Yeah, say what you wanna say, what you wanna say, Carl. We ain't gonna play no games if we pray. Put our hands together and then pray. Yeah, say what you wanna say, what you wanna say, Carl. We ain't gonna play no games, Carl. We prayed my way out of a ditch. You was in a sitch like this. Back then I was a crazy kid, and that's something I gotta fix. Yeah, my future was looking like a myth. I didn't feel my future would look like this. Yeah, the world got crazy at times. I cried like a baby, but that's what it is. Prayed my way out of a ditch. You was in a sitch like this. Back then I was a crazy kid, and that's something I gotta fix. Yeah, my future was looking like I didn't feel my future would look like this. Yeah, the world got crazy at times. I cried like a baby, but that's what it is. Unless it's the Father's heart, me, I don't cry no more. Why? Kick my way through the door. I stand up bigger than the war. And if you had a problem, then come and talk to me, dog. Why? Cause when I had a problem, I had to talk to my dogs. And I prayed my way out of a madness, cause the situation was badness. But I still get down with a man, dim. Landed just how the big man planned it. And I just had the best 6 months of my life, cause nothing that I do is average. Standard tracks is raising the standards. And if you see man get Shelly on the mic, then know that it's just for practice. Mad thing, got a sword in my mouth and it's active. So if I speak truth into a dark room, then I light it up like a matchstick.
That was Ditch by Trax. He just left the studio. Really good catch up with him, telling us about these life-changing decisions that he's made that have brought him up to the present day musically. If you were feeling the kind of laid-back vibe of that, it's definitely a kind of far cry from the stuff that I was used to with like Asteroid Burns.
That's more raucous,
that.
I'd say.
Good word.
I feel like I'm going to go back and have a listen to some of that stuff, because I was really feeling the new vibes, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's important to listen to the stuff that he was doing in the past to kind of get a broader perspective on what he's doing now.
Yeah, for real. I hear that.
especially having just been in the same room with him.
He's quite chill though.
Ah, super chill.
In real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
On off stage. That's good. Who isn't chill though? That's an awful. That's not even tenuously getting onto Segway. That was just dreadful.
Just own it now. Fuck it.
All right, I messed it up. Marcel, the 7th of January is a special day. As we know, it's your birthday. Another icon, apart from yourself, also has a birthday on that day. And that person is Nicolas Cage.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah. Really? Did you know this before?
Nick Cage.
You knew this?
No.
Ah. I think I did, because I used to have a book that used to tell me the people that were born on specific days.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's Naomi Campbell.
That's good.
And I think Michael Owen. I think.
Okay. There was someone else that was born on my birthday.
Yeah, there's a few people. We were looking through the list.
Was it Elvis?
No, it wasn't.
No, he might be the day before.
But it's close enough. It's close enough, isn't it? I don't know when Elvis's birthday is. But there were some other people, some footballers or whatever, but Nicolas Cage was the one that stood out because in honour of both of your birthdays, but really more his right now, I'm going to play you some Nicolas Cage's.
Should have.
Well, I'm going to play
you. In honour of your birthday, but like, well, not really your birthday because you're born on the same day as Nicolas Cage. I'm going to value Nicolas Cage's birthday more than yours and make a game about his.
Well, do you know
I'm
what?
Leaving.
Do you know what I did for his birthday? I did this game, but with your quotes. So I went around to Nicolas Cage's house. But okay, so what I do have is I've got some greatest quotes from Nicolas Cage films. I want you to tell me what film they're from.
Yeah.
And I've also got a bonus one, which I don't think you might know the film, but it's a good quote. But I've got some clues, so I've just got some clues. Okay, so write down.
How many questions are there?
I've got five and a bonus.
One, two, three.
Which is six, really, isn't it? So
I'm going to write six.
Yeah, okay. Do you ready for number one, which I think is the easiest one?
Do you need
then?
The film?
I would like to know the film, please, yes.
Okay.
You can have a guess at the year for an extra point, if you
Jesus
like.
Jesus Christ, not even the name of the character, the fucking year.
I don't know the character, I haven't got the character name here, but it's really the film, so let's just go for the film. Okay, are you ready for Nick Cage, happy birthday, number one?
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Very famous line from a film there. Put the bunny back in the box, he says.
Oh, what's this film called again?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need a clue?
Yes, please.
The song How Do I Live by Leanne Rimes, which was nominated for the Oscar for Best Song and also the Razzie Award for Worst Song, was on the soundtrack to this film.
All right, so let's give me one for the next one.
What film's that?
This film also stars Ving Rhames, John Malkovich, and John Cusack.
You are literally giving away clues.
Sorry, that what is that? Could be
that was the
biggest films.
Clue. No, sorry. Not with Nicolas Cage in it. Gosh.
Okay. Jeez, all right. Sorry, please. I did say that was easy. I'm not going to be as easy in the next one. Okay. This is.
I think I've got this wrong.
Quote
Fuck
number
it.
Two. He's not like. See, that's, I actually when I was doing it with someone in the office with Will, in fact, I was like, we think it's easy because we know the films, but if you don't know the films, it's not as easy as you may think. So here is number two.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey.
Oh, no.
This film... Are you having a guess, Marcel? You think you know this one? Oh,
is it a remake?
It is a remake,
oh, yes.
Yeah. I personally think not as good as the original, but it's a... I think you both got it right
from
that.
Yeah, I think I've got that.
It's a Hollywood remake of a 1973 British horror film.
Starring Gene someone, is it?
I can't... I'm not giving away actors now. I'm not giving away actors now. Why is it ridiculous?
It's ridiculous.
Do you know this one?
Of course I do.
Okay, cool. What, are you a big Nicolas Cage fan?
No, but a big film fan.
I was going to say, I know Marcel knows his films. And actually, you do Michael Payne as well. You know your films. So we all know your films.
Not as well as Marcel.
So it is a remake, though, yeah, of a horror film. Right. All right, okay. Here is Nicolas Cage quote number three.
If I were to send you flowers, where would I... wait, let me rephrase. If I were to let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful?
That is Nicolas Cage saying, if I were to send you flowers, where would I? No, let me rephrase that. If I were to let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful? Which is a fair question to ask anybody, I think.
Can we have a clue?
Yeah, this film features Nicolas Cage playing two different characters.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, it's got to be this.
No, but I feel like, don't worry, Marcel, because I do think that it may not be. I think you've probably nailed this. but I'm not sure if...
I've only nailed it because of the clues, probably.
Fuck, okay, sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm going to make it harder for the next one.
These clues ain't right. It's the first game. It's the first game with a thing.
I'm easing you in. And I've got no one to cheat off on your side this week, so it's fine.
I don't cheat off people. They cheat off me. Okay. And then they try and blame me for cheating off them to make themselves feel better.
Do you want number four?
Yes, please.
How, in the name of Zeus's butthole, did you get out of yourself?
So he's obviously a prison officer.
I'm saying nothing. I'm fearing the wrath of Marcel. It's a Michael Bay film.
Oh, fuck.
Critically acclaimed Michael Bay film, actually.
What? They exist?
Yeah, this one did.
What film is it where the camera spins around Nicolas Cage?
One of your names in the title of it. One of your aliases.
Wait.
But... without a Y on the end.
Yeah, that's it then, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, because that's where it's...
Yeah, and that's also good to think of how in the name of Zeus's butthole did you get out of your cell. It's nice. Yeah. Nice turn of phrase he has, isn't it? let's go for the number five now, okay? Number five, you ready, Marcel?
I suppose so.
Guns and wine.
Oh.
Naughty priests.
That's got to be...
Did you get that one, Marcel? Guns and Wine, Naughty Priests.
Oh, no, I might have that wrong, though. What's the clue?
It's based on a Marvel superhero.
Oh!
This film.
What's he called?
But there's a couple of these films.
And is it like... It's a sequel?
I can't say. But if I do, I need the full title of the film, please.
Really?
The words after the colon.
Can we have a clue as to what the word is?
Three words. So, like the whole title of the film. I'm guessing you've got the...
Yeah, I've got the character that he plays.
Oh, I don't need the... Okay, yeah,
the
so I need...
Title, the title of the film.
A vodka... Rrr. So, think of what a vodka is.
Ah, yeah.
I will have my revenge. Think about what that means.
So, the first word is the vodka, yeah?
Yeah.
And the third word is revenge.
Yeah, yeah. Or something that you will do if you go to seek your revenge. You'll be looking for something. Marcel's got it. Look at that. He's got it down there. I can't see. Do you want are you ready for the bonus?
Yeah, go on. Let's give us the bonus.
Okay. So this was number one.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Marcel Somerville, what do you
is
have?
Is that Con Air?
And what year would you say that would be?
1996.
In? Okay, and what do you think, Michael
Payne? I'm a prick. I went gone in 60 seconds, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. And
as soon as you said Con Air, I realised.
But did you get have a guess? You could get a point for a year. No, you're right. Con Air, 97. So close. But well done, Marcel. It is Con Air. Okay, this was number two.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey!
Okay, Michael Payne, what film do you think that's from?
Burning Man.
Okay, Marcel, what do you think?
Wicker Man.
Yeah, Marcel is right.
Oh, my God, it's Wicker Man. Burn the Wicker Man.
Burning Man's a festival, isn't it, in America? It is. The Burning Man Festival in the desert. What
I went for 2003.
Six, but it doesn't matter. You get another point.
Can I get half a point? No. Because I knew what. They burned the Wicker Man.
If you were
like,
to say to someone, I've seen that film, Burning Man, no one's going to know you mean Wicker Man. It's
they
not,
are. Yes, they will. Won't. Especially if I say it's got Nicolas Cage.
I don't think they will.
No, I agree with Marcel on this one. So they will.
That's just like trying to say, if you go to someone and say that film, The Exterminator, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they won't know what you're talking about.
They'll be like, what? Do you mean Terminator?
Exactly. And that's what they would say. You said Burning Man with Nicolas Cage.
Put it this way.
They would know you were talking about Wicker Man.
Am I talking shit?
It's not the title of the film, then.
They're cracking up like they know. Sure. You know that laugh?
If you were presenting an award at the Oscars and you said the winner goes Burning Man, then you're going to go viral for looking stupid. So
you're going to go viral for looking stupid, but they're going to know that you mean Wicker Man if they've seen the film.
I need the Wicker Man. There's no points there. Right, what did you get for number three, though?
Face Off, damn it.
Okay, do you have a year, a guess at the year?
I'm going to guess 95.
Okay, what did you get, Marcel?
I said Face Off 1999.
It's 97, but you do get a point there. So 3 points to you. Okay, what did you get for number four?
The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got The Rock.
2001.
The Rock was 1996.
I got 1996.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had it in my head.
And then number five, what did you get? Full title, please.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vendetta.
What did you get, Marcel?
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah.
No!
Yes! 2004.
11, but you know, doesn't matter, does it? You got 5. Should we just go for the bonus?
Yeah, let's go for the bonus. Winner takes all. Before we go for the bonus, so can we just declare that it's winner takes all?
Yeah. Right, no, so. What? No.
He said yeah.
No.
Marcel, you've got to take first
answer. No.
Yes, winner takes all.
That's deep.
But you know your film. You should be confident about that. That's okay.
I don't feel confident.
This is the bonus.
What are these fucking iguanas doing on my coffee table?
What are these fucking iguanas doing on my coffee table? Nicolas Cage asks. It's a fair question. This is also a remake, this film. It was a 1992 film originally, which starred Harvey Keitel. And this person is not good.
Bad detective.
No, sorry. Do you want to have a guess, Marcel? Do you want to have a guess? It is a police person, so you're on the right thing.
Bad lieutenant.
Yes, Marcel takes it, yes. To have a guess at a year, why not?
Bad lieutenant, 2015.
No, 9. Doesn't matter, does it?
Why don't I ever get a chance to say the date?
I asked you several times.
You said go and have a go with Marcel, and then you went. He said the wrong answer, and then you just went 2009.
Oh, sorry,
I could have been thinking 2009, which I was. And winner takes all, so I win.
No, you didn't get it.
You didn't get it right, Marcel.
Well done. It's your birthday week. It's only fair that you won your birthday game, and you know a lot about Nicolas Cage films. So
you see how she effectively turned you against me after she made the whole game about Nicolas Cage in the first place.
Exactly. But
you're
ginnels. It's fine.
Natalie's a massive ginnels.
Let's get into a song before we get into a fight.
Viva, viva, sunny, chiba, chiba. Viva, viva, sunny, chiba, chiba. Viva, 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 sunny, chiba, chiba. Viva, 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 sunny, chiba, chiba. Mia, Mia started small as a Keebler elf, then grew up to a Kira, Kira. With the wind ninja scroll, my pen ninja foes. You on the side of the highway crying like your name in Ginger. Supreme sportsman versus the spearman of death. Executioner from Shaolin, wooden men. 99, pawn takes breath. Into the dragon, cooks of kung fu. Shaolin versus the Wu. Shanghai 13s. Warrior from the moon. Hellwind staff. Go to battle with a fist paddle. Dragon fist to the horse saddle. Got the snake in the eagle shadow. Dance to the mantis. I done learned the crane. This is a rebellious reign. Madam Blossom with a poison fang. Wu-Tang rock the world like the poison clan. War of the lion, war of the giant. The game of death is not no game. Viva Viva Sunny Chiba Mia started small as a Keebler elf, then grew up to the size of a Kira. Spiritual boxer, street fighter, Sunny Chiba. Bastard sportsman, slice the neck off non-believers.
Kung Fu like Chun Li, I tell her train harder and use more chi. She like a Foxy Brown slash Jackie Brown, she got an old soul and her spirit free. My feng shui like Pai Mei, 5 times a day we get together to pray. Her 5-point palm will blow your heart away, but when she touch me, she take the scars away. I sip ginseng, get treated like a king with my ling ling on the east wing. We might play some chess, I might cast a left and push a pawn across for 2 queens. Konnichiwa, she be at the spa with the Hawaiian bra. Or the tiki bar. She be with all her friends, and all her friends are bad, but she'll keep you humble no matter who you are. I done got toe in her kimono at the dojo. She a pro. She could go slow like it's slow mo, or work a fast flow like she Flojo. She not gung ho with the soju, and she don't sip sake with just anybody. We party when it's time to party, but she'll get rowdy like Pam Grier and coffee. Mad saucy when she feeling bossy, but when she with me, she know who the boss be. My trained assassin, ready for action. My zingy keep the shaitan up off me.
Viva, viva, sunny, chiba, chiba. Viva, 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 sunny, chiba, chiba. Chiba. Viva, viva, sunny, chiba, chiba. Viva, 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 sunny, chiba, chiba. Chiba.
Black Mamba, Mamba, R-N-E-C-E-C-E. It's the snake, charmer, charmer, deadly viper, kill Bill 3. Sophie, Sophie, Sophia, fatale, she get buck wild when round me. We be dancing the mad, tasting wild as the mansion family jam used to be. Sexy black mamba, mamba, R-N-E-C-E-C-E. It's the snake, charmer, charmer, deadly viper, kill Bill 3. Sophie, Sophie, fatale, she get buck wild when round me. We be dancing the mad, tasting wild as the mansion family jam used to be.
Burke with Sorry, sorry, Sonny Chiba. Sorry, Chiba. Never ever in the history has there ever been Sorry, Chiba. Chiba isn't sorry.
Yo, the RZA was coming with a drill flow there. I was feeling the vibes.
That was very big. We're going to get into another drill song that kind of inspired me to play a bit later. That's a tune that I'm very much loving at the moment. It's the Heady One and Dave tune.
Not going to lie to you, it's a bad man thing. The video is sick as well.
Yeah, I do like the video. Very classy. Yes. I like black and white, you know?
Yeah.
monochromatic videos.
Yeah, I feel like I might do that for my next video.
Black and white. It's very colourful, your video. So I was actually watching it again in the office earlier. It was summery.
But I released in December, which was really annoying. But it doesn't matter because, you know,
bring a bit of summer into your front room.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Kitchen or wherever
you're
watching.
That's nice. Maybe in July.
Sometimes the sun shines in December.
This is true. The sun was shining for a little bit today, actually.
Well, maybe in like July, put out one where you're in the snow. That'll be quite nice.
That's it. I might actually do a remix of Sometimes It Snows in April and drop that.
Is that a Nicolas Cage song?
No, it's an old school garage tune.
Okay.
It does sound like something Nicolas Cage would say. A film that he's in.
Sounds like something he'd say.
We were born on the same day. It's just one of those things where we're in tune.
You are very much. You smashed me at that game, actually. What are the scores again, that?
5-1.
Yeah.
You didn't need to actually say it, you know what I mean?
Well, you could have just said, asked. You did ask. Like, as I forgot, I threw the paper away.
5-1, eh?
Yeah. Well, I have a chance to redeem myself.
Yeah, you've
on
got
the
another
game
later.
Day.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
yeah, exactly. You're scared now, ain't you?
I'm nervous.
You scared, boy?
Biting these nails, son.
Sometimes it snows in January.
It does.
It's true.
It hasn't snowed at all this Christmas.
No, that's a good point.
It never does.
It does sometimes.
Christmas? When?
At Christmas, I think so.
No, I bet you. I think the last time it snowed like on a white Christmas was years ago.
Probably actually. Can we find out when the last white Christmas was?
In the UK, we should say, Christmas. Not anywhere in the world.
I think it was in the '80s. Everything happened
in
the '80s.
No, man. Nah, I definitely saw snow on one Christmas day.
Since
I've been alive, 33 years. Bro.
Actually, yeah. Do you know what?
No,
I'm
going to
guess 19.
On
the
Christmas
year I got
Day.
Rollerblades, I think it snowed on Christmas
snowing.
Day. Yeah.
I'm
going to guess 1996.
So you think it snowed? Oh, it has to be on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I think it snowed last on Christmas Day in 1996.
I think it's like 1980.
No. I'm going to say, I thought maybe 1996 might be a day.
Yeah.
Maybe I slept.
I might say 1998.
You slept that year.
I don't remember snow.
What have we got? Wait, what? As
2010?
Early as recently as 2010?
No, definitely. I remember.
Oh, wait, but in London, though.
London. Now we're saying London. We can't just go
to just be a bit
that's fair. Because in other parts of the UK, it does tend to snow more. It's more common.
Yeah,
you know, they always do
like
this
Newcastle,
weather warning.
I swear it always snows in Newcastle.
London, then. We'll specify to London, because that's what we all mean. That we personally haven't seen it.
I have.
I didn't see it in 2010.
I feel like
I didn't see shit in 2010. Snow, you know, nah.
I did see snow.
Did you?
Yeah, no. I'm pretty
not
sure
the one that sang Informer.
Yeah.
I did actually get a back to the reggae hits in 2010. So I did actually see snow. It was a DVD. You could play all the old school reggae tunes.
That's nice.
And that's what
snow.
It was. I remember now.
That's what you saw.
Informer. Trust me.
I would like to see snow again. I wonder what snow is up to now.
If you ran into Kit Harington on the 25th of December, you'd be seeing Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, or the newsreader.
Or the news broadcaster, the Channel 4 news broadcaster, you'd be seeing Snow.
Yeah.
True that, true.
Any other Snows we know?
Or
the Canadian Ragga MC, clearly. You know, if you ran into him on Christmas Day.
Then you have not technically seen snow.
You'd have to inform people about that.
Right, but I haven't seen snow for years.
I haven't seen the meteorological snow.
No. I don't think it's happened in London for years.
You haven't seen you haven't seen actual snow?
No, of course. Well, it snowed last year, but it was in March or May. March, wasn't it? Remember, it was really snowed in here. Yeah.
What, not in December?
Never.
I'm pretty sure. No, actually, do you know, I can't remember last December.
I can.
Last December, that's only a few weeks ago.
Last December.
Good point.
That's really bad. You had a great Christmas. I can't remember December at all.
Should we talk about something?
Yeah, let's have a look at some stuff. Just like
something of substance.
Sure.
Let's talk about something of substance. Have you heard Macaulay Culkin has legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin? Something of substance. On his Bunny Ears website, Culkin polled fans asking them to vote on his new middle name. It's currently Carson. The options included Shark Week, Kieran, the McRib
Kieran's
is
his
back.
Brother, by the way. So Kieran Culkin is his brother.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
he is,
good
isn't
actor
he?
As well.
and publicity stunt. But ultimately, his Twitter followers decided on Macaulay Culkin. So beginning in 2019...
Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Yeah. Yeah. Legally. Macaulay Culkin Culkin. It has got a ring to it, though.
It has. That's sick. I mean, Macaulay's a very long name anyway, and I think quite hard to spell. I always get confused how to spell it. But Macaulay.
It forces you to learn it because you're repeating. You're literally repeating it, so you have to learn it. You can't not say Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin.
He's MMCC?
MMCC, yeah. Double M, double C. Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. Always sounds like a little song. Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin.
It sounds like vocal exercises to do before you get into. Yeah. I'm about to go in the studio. Let me just do my warm up.
Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. It does.
Yeah.
Sounds like a spell.
It does.
Say it quickly. Maybe you miss out some.
Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin.
Yeah, you can swallow up some words there. You got. It's a good way to kind of get into your exercises to get vocals.
Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. Culkin, Culkin, Culkin. That is a weird name, isn't
say
it?
Culkin. Say it backwards. Culkin, Culkin, Macaulay. Are you trying to say it?
Yeah.
Nick Cluck. That's how you say Culkin. Macaulay, yeah. I'm not
Nick
trying.
Nick Cluck. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are come.
I got some breaking news on when we last had snow in London, and that was 1895.
Nah, man.
I knew it was the year I got rollerblades.
You're making something up, man. That's ridiculous.
No, that I believe that.
That's ridiculous.
I actually do believe
that.
London experienced widespread snow in 1895, covering the city on Christmas morning.
Damn.
The special day when you unwrapped those rollerblades and went around London in the ye old 1895.
Hey, nah, I'm not sure because I do remember as a kid seeing snow.
Maybe you just remember snow around the Christmas holidays, but not actually on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Metro said that. That's there with the facts there.
Facts only, blood.
So you were just watching White Christmas or something on TV.
Maybe.
Just thought that was outside.
Maybe, actually, yeah. Big TV, you know. I swear this is the window. I feel that side weren't there before, though. But, carry on, white man in top hat.
Well, Macaulay Culkin, do you, both of you have middle names that you
I do.
Prepared
I've got
to
loads
share?
Of,
how many have you got?
Names. Justin Ikpema Uzomba. No, it's Justin Ikpema Damien Peter Uzomba Smith.
Wow.
Got quite a few.
That's a lot.
Sometimes I don't remember the order that they're in as well, clearly.
Yeah, right, because you've got a lot. How many
I've got
have
two,
got?
Stephen Elliott. Marcel Stephen Elliott Somerville.
Marcel Stephen Elliott.
Does it spell anything? I always try and find out if there's an acronym.
M-S-E-S.
It doesn't. No.
No.
Don't know.
If you change it around, it's mess.
That's good.
Oh, nice.
I'm just a mess.
You should change it to
I think that's why they didn't call me Marcel Elliott Stephen Somerville. Because it would have been mess.
Yeah. This spells a mess.
We can't call our son a mess. What are you talking about?
That would be a sick MC name, though. MC Mess. But with like as an acronym with dots in between all the letters. MC Mess. Mess.
Oh, shit.
You should have another offshoot of yourself, Marcel, of Rocky, of Mess.
Of Mess.
What could Mess be?
Could be.
I'm dreaming of a mess Christmas and bring out a tune around there.
Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah.
I'm dreaming of a black Christmas.
Then you could be like some films around that too, I reckon.
Legally add Christopher. Christmas. Legally add Christopher to the beginning of your name.
Yeah.
Christmas. Christopher Marcel Elliott Stephen Somerville. Christmas. Coming to a cinema near you.
Christmas is just mumbling about snow all the time. I saw snow and on my birth on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Name your next sex tape.
What? Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Do you know what I mean? Chris Mess.
Yes.
Leaving a mess, eh?
Name your next sex tape. Leaving
Christmas
a mess.
In a Christmas film to me sounds like a bad Santa-esque type person that he's at the bar. Where is he? There's Christmas at the bar just doing whiskey shots.
Yeah, true. He's got like whiskers. He ain't even got a proper beard. He's got a little, he's like Fagin. Yeah,
it sounded like who I used to be.
Maybe you were called that and you just changed your name to Marcel.
Yeah, I changed the letters around myself. Like, it's actually Mess.
It is Mess.
I thought so.
I knew you got to the
Would you like to have another... Would you ever legally change your name? Or would you ever trust anybody to legally pick another name? Well, he's obviously was Carson. Carson's gone. Now he's Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Carson Culkin. That was just almost as bad, to be fair.
He doesn't
Macaulay
really...
Carson Culkin.
Yeah.
You can't tell how many names that is in there.
Macaulay Carson Culkin.
Is that Macaulay Cars and Culkin?
Cars and Culkin.
Carson.
Sounds like a law firm. Macaulay Carson Culkin.
It's true.
It does sound like that. Would you be prepared to legally change your name, or if you put a poll out and I got some people to... Would you be prepared to...
he didn't even let you get to the question mark.
Shark Week was an option, or the McRib is back.
Shark
Marcel,
Week would have been sick. Macaulay Shark Week Culkin.
Yeah,
but Michael Shark Week Payne.
Michael. No, it would be Justin Shark Week.
Justin Shark Week is on, or Marcel, the McRib is back. Somerville.
Oh, amazing.
Is that what is? But the McRib is back.
Yeah, that was one of the options. Or publicity stunt was another one, which was good. Which was nice.
Nah, like, I quite like my name.
All of those names were just like everything he was thinking at the time. Like Shark
He's
Week,
very crazy.
Then
about
his brother. Then the McRib is back. Then this is just a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And then like, I'm so in love with myself, Macaulay Culkin.
Is it, like have you seen his new advert when he does all the
it's amazing.
The home alone stuff?
Yeah.
And he redoes it as an adult. It's sick.
I think he's able to see humour. He's funny, like on when his brother Kieran, actually, who's in a really good show called Succession, that was nominated for some of the Golden Globes, yeah. And he was there and he was kind of like...
He was trolling him, wasn't he?
Yeah, by like, oh my God, my brother's nominated for an award. Hey, Kieran looks hot. And
then he put up a photo of him with like, and you had to like try and find his brother, like zoom in, because it was just like focused on someone completely different.
Yeah.
Did you see the Fiji water woman?
Mm.
She was amazing.
I smell
some sort of modelling contract. I reckon sales of Fiji water went up that day. I genuinely reckon they must have.
There obviously was a sponsor of there, and she was handing them out to people that were walking the red carpet. But she kept appearing in the back of shops.
And she just had this like mesmerising sort of like smize on. She would sometimes, she just looked, it was like a wry smile. It's like she knew something. She always, it's like she'd heard each celebrity say something that she shouldn't have heard.
Yeah. And she just appears. Well, I actually saw someone tweet that she should be the host of the Oscars. She should be quite fun.
I've found a picture.
I reckon she could host it without even saying a word. She could just communicate all her, like...
Wait, hold on. Was she just... were they meant to be there? Or was she just like...
Yeah, she was
I'm
like...
I'm in the back of a picture.
Nothing. So she was just like, you know... a hostess.
Yeah, like, you know, people, you know, handing out. I mean, you go to enough parties and premieres,
Marcel.
Yeah,
just refreshments.
Works, handing out free things to you. But she, I don't think she was supposed to be she in the background of the picture.
She won't be doing all these pictures because, like, literally in every single picture, she's just like this.
She's amazing.
Usually they like kind of like clear the background.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But
nice of the photographers didn't want to say move either.
All those photos were of her. They just had celebrities in the foreground.
Yeah.
I noticed your nails are very kind of Pepsi blue.
Oh, they are quite blue today.
They are very Pepsi blue.
Proper Pepsi blue.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I don't
striking.
Didn't, I did it for that reason. Next week there'll be tango orange, so it's fine.
When was the last time you had a tango?
I had one this morning. Crazily enough.
Fucking hell.
I was in a barber. Yeah, and he was like, "You want a drink, Marcel?" I usually get a 7 Up. He was like, "Do you want a 7 Up?" I was like, "Nah, bruv. What you got?" He was like, "I got a tango." I was like,
"Wow."
I'll have one of those.
Orange though.
A tango orange.
I actually want one now. I
actually
like
the tango apples though.
No.
Okay.
Cherry tango.
Orange, traditional.
Orange is the best one.
Tradition.
Yeah.
Lilt.
Oh. Okay.
Could do with a lilt if anyone's going shop.
Do they make lilt? Is lilt still a thing?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't see lilt
if
anywhere.
They don't,
I don't
think
it is.
Why is the one black drink's gone? I mean,
no.
Silently as well.
I think
they did actually stop lilt.
Come on, you're not okay. I'm gonna let's go to a song. Play a song to cheer you up because I see in your face now you're not impressed.
I'm
so
not
we
impressed
just fact check this one.
Hunter for the new Rusty, man grab it and kick it like rugby. I was in a tea house, head back dusty, still waking up to nudes and country. Bore on the off and a bando, the prophet all so lovely. My little bro shitted at the pack and flushed it, tell me how he could be so clumsy. These bad bees coming to the niz, they don't really love me, but they love me. From Craven doing the ups, yeah, I swear man done more sells than country. If I give me that drop, won't be nothing like Humpties. Backdoor boss, what if you get dumpy? These ups can't never get comfy. Heart of a lion, ganged up in the field, climate butt me a python. Snakes on the grass, I don't know who's preen on my thing. Still gotta keep money in my mindset. Losing weight all last year, and I ain't never been on no diet. Got short bait, all now gang, gotta keep that one quiet. Half asleep last night, I done a night shift, I couldn't even count those tenners and fivers. I was 15 stepping, stressing out cab drivers. Skangs in the whiz, no license. I know full well where the nine is. We can't talk about riding. 1800 for the new Rusty. Man, grab it and kick it like rugby. I was in a tea house, head back dusty. Still waking up to nudes and country. 4 and a half and a bando. Profit all so lovely. My
Tell me how he could be so clumsy. These bad bees coming to the niz, they don't really love me, but they love me. From Craven's doing the opsy, I swear man that I won't sell them country. If I get me that drop, won't be nothing like Humpties. Battle boss, watch you get dumpy. These ops can't never get comfy. No composure, still flip like motor rollers. This me, then I'm phoning bro up. Hop into the oldest motor. My West Ting wanna leave me, but I told her I need 3 weeks notice. Don't listen to them, they're loafers. We got beef with them man's olders. Olders, hocus pocus. Eyes all rolling back, gotta tap that face like babes, they focus. We ain't never had no. You see, most of my G's got birded. That's why I still gotta watch for the vultures. Somalis I roll with, so it's Aki on side like Soulfish. Literally, man's been trying to make history, but my little nigga in the engine, he's still trying to turn man history. I got twins in Leicester, both trying to say that they're into me, but they ain't getting no ring from me. That's pot noodles and into me. So, man, just put dick in the belly. That girl got a big back like Telly's in 2005, man's not ready. My Somali called Ali, not Delhi. That girl wasn't worthy of the bedroom. My brother, she got touched on the setty. Man came in heavy. You know what it is, it's Dave and Heady.
1800 for the new rusty. Man, grab it and kick it like rugby. I was in a tea house, head back dusty. Still waking up to news and country. 4.5 and a bando. Profit all so lovely. My little bro shared out a pack and flushed it. Tell me how he could be so clumsy. These bad bees coming to the niz, they don't really love me, but they love me. From Craven's doing the upsy, I swear man that I won't sell them country. If I get me that drop, won't be nothing like Humpties. Battle boss, watch you get dumpy. These ups can't never get comfy.
Big tune that.
Mad tune.
Heady One and Dave. We've got another game coming up, haven't we?
We have. In honour of our guest Rhys West being here today.
Hey, Rhys,
you've got a song called Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger, yes, I do.
You do, right, okay, good. So what I do have are some clips of Mr. Wenger.
Wenger.
Yes.
The Wenger boy. I just need you to answer these questions related to the clip. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, funnily enough, give you the question and then play the clip.
Cool.
And then I can ask you again. Okay, so...
let's play.
In this clip, which Arsenal right back is Arsene defending after claims he committed handball in a 1-1 draw with West Brom in December 2017? Okay, I'll play the clip.
It was down there, of course, but where do you put your hand? In the pocket? You have no pocket in the shirt.
Do you want the A, B or C?
Let's go for
A, B or C.
So was it A, Hector Bellerin?
Mm-hmm.
Was it B, Callum Chambers? Was it C, Carl Jenkinson? Take your time. You take your time, Reese.
Oh, yeah, I've got this.
Okay. I don't have clues because obviously I don't need... There's no clues.
No, yeah,
so
yeah,
there's
no clues.
It have to be clues.
Do we say it out loud now? Or
no.
I'd like
to go through at the end, please.
How many do we have?
Oh, good point. We have four. Oh, no, we don't have four. We've got six. On number two, which player is the press questioning Arsene about... Arsene? Did I say that right?
Arsene.
About due to a potential move to a rival club in 2012.
That's not what we wanted, but there was not much choice.
Okay. Was he talking about Robin van Persie, Samir Nasri or Ashley Cole?
Oh.
2012.
It's one of them ones, isn't it? One of them ones, 2012. What was that?
Wait,
doing
give me
in 2012?
The choices. You know them.
Robin for A, Robin van Persie. B, Samir Nasri. C, Ashley Cole.
I feel like Coley was a bit before that. But then again, I don't know.
So far, good pronunciation, I think, for me of footballers. The next one coming is tricky. So we'll see if I get it right. Number three. Which Chelsea manager is Arsene responding to after being called a specialist in failure by them?
I do not want to go into that silly, disrespectful remarks. I never spoke about him in my press conference.
You fucking tell him, Arsene! You tell him!
The only thing I know is it's more embarrassing for Chelsea than for me.
Well, you know, obviously, then. So is it A, Andre Villas-Boas? That's not how you say it, is it?
Yeah,
it was
good.
Okay. Is it B... Jose Mourinho, or is it C. Antonio Conte?
As you can see, we've both already written
down
our answers.
Yes, I know, you do. You just need to know it was A, B, or C. Right, number four. Which French striker's move to Arsenal in 1997 is Arsene claiming was difficult to arrange? This is.
And they introduced me to him, a boy of 17 years old. He said, I want to join you. Then I didn't hear from him anymore for 5-6 months.
Is he talking about A, Thierry Henry? Is he talking about B, Sylvain Wiltord? Is he talking about C, Nicholas Anelka?
Jeez! Ooh. The Complications, 1997. I know who that is.
Very confident from Master. Okay, and now just some silly ones. Which hobby does Arsène aim to improve on in his spare time? Was that the right? Oh, I don't want to do the reveal. No, I've got it.
No, I have in fact very little talent and very little skill as well. So.
Doesn't really give a clue there. It's just him talking about it. Is he saying he'd like to improve in painting, A, B, archery, or C, bowling?
I was hoping rapping was going to be in
there. Yeah,
he doesn't need to improve on that.
He doesn't, to be fair.
So it's fine. Okay, have you got something?
No, could you repeat the choices?
Yeah. A, painting, B, archery, C, bowling. And it's finally, French. For number six, which large cat does Arsène say is one of his favourite animals?
Look, I love animals, and I have two dogs at home, so I would say the dogs and the horses.
Mm-hmm. It's not a dog or a horse, though. Does he? One of his favourite animals, is it A, a leopard, B, a puma, or C, a jaguar?
What would Arsène like?
See, Marcel's confident. He's already put something down. What? I've got the reveal to those. Okay, so we go for number one. So, which Arsenal right back is Arsenal defending after claims he committed handball in a 1-1 draw with West Brom in December 2017? Was it Hector Bellerin, Callum Chambers, or Carl Jenkinson? What do you think?
I guess Chambers.
Okay.
Callum Chambers as well.
Okay, that's 2 points. Not 1 point, sorry, for each of you.
Nice.
It was Callum Chambers.
You could be my doggy, Hector.
No, I actually
Hector
remember
don't do handballs.
Which player is the press questioning us? Are you Nuke the Dust and about due to potential move to a rival club? Was it Robin Van Persie, Samir Nasri, or Ashley Cole?
A, Van Persie.
RVP as well.
Yeah, right. That's right. You know your Arsenal.
My gosh. Facts. I just figured it couldn't have been Samir Nasri. No one gave a fuck. It wouldn't have been a press conference about Samir Nasri. Yeah. Okay. And then Ashley Cole was way before that.
Okay.
I think.
It was much earlier, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
He was a Chelsea.
Well, you both know three, don't you? You had... Who did you have? That was the one you knew, specialist in failure.
Jose Mourinho.
Who did you have?
B, Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct, obviously.
Fucking prick.
Do you don't like Jose?
Nah, Panama like villain he is. Panama villain.
And now he's literally turned into the biggest specialist in failure. He's failed every...
He got fired, yeah. Didn't he?
He did last three clubs.
Which French strikers moved to Arsenal in 1997? Is Arsenal claiming was difficult to arrange? Was it Thierry Henry, Sylvain Wilford, or Nicolas Anelka? Who did you have?
I'm going to go Anelka.
I'm in Anelka as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes! Because he was petulant and I thought, right. if anyone didn't call someone back, it would be Nicholas Anelka.
Yeah.
Okay. Harder ones now, some would say. Which hobby does he aim to improve on his spare time? Do you think it was painting or archery or bowling?
Painting.
I'm going to go painting. He's French.
Okay, let's see if you're right.
I would like to be able to be a painter. You know, my painting is absolutely disastrous.
Yes. Sometimes racism works.
That's correct. He's a painter, yeah. Not so known for their archery, are they? Or their bowling. The French, I don't know. And finally, because you're both on 5-5 now.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Unity.
It's close to Arsenal related,
I'm still trying to win this
Which
shit.
Large cat does he say is one of his favourite animals, do you think? What did you get? Was it a leopard, a puma, or a jaguar?
I went B, puma.
I guess puma as well.
To be up to date, I would say I like the pumas as well.
Yeah, see, that's it.
I literally said that because like they were sponsored by Arsenal.
That's what I said.
They were sponsored by Puma, and he would have said it. I love pumas.
There you go. Okay. There you go. It's always been my favourite animal. Of course, I love this £250 million.
I love this Adidas.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be Adidas. They're my favourite three stripes of all time. Man, come on, man.
Well, that's nice. So the second game, you're winning. Everyone's a winner here.
Can we not have one more bonus? No, I don't want to do no draws because technically that means Marcel still won.
What do you mean?
Because you got a win and a draw. All I've got is a draw.
How many matches that Arsene produced managed have I watched?
One.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Marcel?
I don't know. It was one.
Zero. So that's
closest because I said one first.
Yeah. I thought sure you'd go to zero because that you would know that. Okay.
I'm just trying anything now, man. I'm just going to be competing with you for the next 31 minutes on everything.
I don't know any other stuff off the top of my head that
I'll
It's
fine. We'll find the competition. We'll find the competition.
I'll play
to
a song
have in
and,
the
we,
next
and we can we can find a way. Let me go to a quick song then and we can find something else that we can be competitive about.
God.
Small child looking for her group child, never in the mood child. No, you've been a wild child, always been around child, searching for that sound child. Me and my brethren, we're busy manifesting, too busy feeling best. Can't no vibe with us. You and your crew making money, making moves, but when all the money's low, you're still infected. It's not money on my mind. See, I'd rather spend my time getting high and staying alive. It's all connected. Yes, it's all connected. Looking for a good child, never in the mood child. No, you've been a wild child, always been around child. Searching for that sound child. Me and my brothers, we're busy spreading love, staying in touch with all the God. Can you vibe with us? Are obsessed with the pretend, but when all the money's spent, yes, you can buy with us.
Yeah, so like Natalie was just saying how much she fancies. Don't joke.
Whoa, nearly.
Don't do
nearly,
me like that. Michael Payne won the game. Snitched. You won the game.
What do you mean? He didn't win at nothing.
Thank you. Ooh. I've got that now. Hanging over your motherfucking
Thank
head.
Thank you. That's nice. That was Moonchild by Green Tea Peng.
Big up
Green Tea Peng. I guess her name, that's sick.
Yeah, we've played stuff of hers
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we like her. And I'm going to try. I think she might be coming in at some point as well, because I'm
Let's
a fan
bring
of
her
in. Music.
Is she Green Tea Peng?
She is Green Tea Peng.
We wanted to get her in on the same day as the other drink, Velvet Negroni.
Oh my God. That would be
Imagine
incredible.
Having those two sitting next to each other.
That would be sick.
They'd yeah. just be...
They make me want to change my name, like my musician name.
To a cocktail, to a drink, a beverage.
Like,
what would your drink related name be?
I don't know, man. It'd have to be something very sultry. Like, I don't know.
Mine would be Illustrious Bovril.
Lovely.
Yeah, like, it's a round of applause.
You could be something with Campari in your name. I think I'd like to say the words. Hi, I'm Marcel. Not we wouldn't be Marcel. GBI. No. Mr. Campari. Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound very suave.
Yeah, do you like Campari?
I don't know. I don't know. Have I ever tried it?
Possibly. Is it pinky red?
Yeah, yeah, I don't is like it. That it. Stuff? It's quite bitter.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Bitter. I don't like that shit.
No.
No, fair enough.
But then you wouldn't like a Negroni then either, because that's just very bitter
exactly.
and full
very
alcoholic.
I don't like Negronis.
No, mm-hmm. I like something in it to make you not just taste a pure alcohol.
Always avoid the pinky orange drinks at events, because it's probably going to be a Campari or...
Yeah, vermouth.
I feel like I'm going to come back next week with a new musician name, which will be a very succulent drink.
Yeah.
If we ever
vermouth
get Velvet
sounds
Negroni,
like vermouth. Yeah. Sounds like you're telling them to go away.
Vermouth!
So it's just someone with a lisp saying vermouth.
If Velvet Negroni ever comes in, then I'll give you, you'll have honorary names that are equally as good cocktail sounding. Because a Velvet Negroni sounds really nice, like it's a really smooth.
It does, yeah. Well, it's not even
drinkable.
Technically, yeah, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but velvet would kind of tickle your throat a little bit still.
It would.
Think about the texture of velvet, and imagine eating that.
Wait.
Or drinking that.
Cashmere.
Ooh. Cashmere is wool.
Cashmere.
Oh, but it's really soft. It will tickle. You get a little... Cashmere sounds like that.
Any fabric's going to tickle your throat.
Cashmere cola.
Cashmere cola.
No. Cashmere...
Silky. Not even the name of a drink, just the sound. Cashmere. How are you spelling that?
Yeah.
Cashmere. Oh, wait, just
because you don't want it to look like You need it to be like ooh.
You've got to put a K in there somewhere. That's a... There's cashmere, a mild K.
Yeah, just call me Cashmere.
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 That's nice. I can't wait until I get sent a song by Cashmere.
Cashmere.
And I'll be like, oh, play that one.
It's coming through shortly.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. We've spoken about Macaulay Culkin legally changing his name to...
Cashmere.
Well, his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. But we should... this looks interesting. Man gets Glade air freshener stuck up bum after sex game gone wrong. The 40-year-old needed help and was rushed to the Francisco Moscoso Puello Hospital.
That is not an easy... Which it hospital? Imagine
the Francisco Moscoso Puello.
I need to go to the Francisco Moscoso Puello. What? Wait, where?
I just think they might want to make hospitals that are really easy to say, because if you need to go to it, you're presumably in trouble, but then you can't even say it, and they're like, wait,
FMP. FMP.
I need to go to FMP.
Yeah.
Sounds easier. Hey man, I need to go to the F&P.
Surprisingly calm for someone with an air freshener stuck up his bum.
Yeah.
Glade as well. Glade's the big. It's always 33% extra free with Glade as well.
Which is the Glade, the spray one?
Yeah.
It's a spray.
That industrial size one that you got to have rubber gloves to use.
Ooh.
Fuck. Yeah, the 40-year-old needed help and he was rushed to the FMP hospital in the capital of the Dominican Republic after the household product couldn't be retrieved, they said. His wife claimed that she had put the apple and cinnamon scented aerosol up her middle-aged husband's back passage at his request during sex. Local media reported that the surgery took around 2 hours and went without a hitch.
Mate. Cut it out? Do you reckon?
But what do you reckon they have to do? Like,
lube it up, pull it out. I don't know. How would they put the...
I reckon I had to open them up.
It's Christmas time, I imagine, because that's quite festive. Apple and cinnamon is quite a festive fragrance, isn't it, to be in the bum? So
it was definitely in December.
Yeah.
The hospital also reported that situations like this are not uncommon, with many people getting dildos, bottles, as well as vegetables like eggplant trapped inside them.
What do we call it? We don't call it eggplant here.
Aubergine.
That's it, yeah. That's big.
I've seen big ones, yeah. They're girthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're girthy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not consistent girth. It kind of...
You'd ease it in.
Yeah.
You'd put it in and then, you know, obviously...
Yeah, which end would you put in? Because the
smaller end.
No, but the smaller end's got that bit on it, though. The sharp, that bit,
yeah,
the green bit. I'm getting off the emoji.
But you couldn't go from the other end first.
I reckon that's why some people are sticking them out of their bums. They think they're sex toys because of the emoji.
Right.
So I'm always into that sex emoji, bam, aubergine. It's like... What is this, the new thing now? I've got to keep up. The kids, them in it. You know what I mean? The kids. This is the new thing. Obviously, I have to stick up
an aubergine in the bedroom.
Yeah,
everyone's
exactly.
doing it. Have you not seen the emoji?
Exactly.
Well, bam. Dominican Republic. I mean, nice to know they sell Glade in the Dominican Republic. I didn't realise they sold that product there. But also, that's the only thing to hand. He just like shoved something up my bum.
Yeah, for real.
And then
Glade's
she
old school
for the
as well.
Glade, yeah.
Everyone's using Febreze nowadays.
Exactly.
Glade is old school.
So that's nice. That's
only schools use Glade. You only see Glade in like public places. That's made me sound weird, actually. Referencing schools and then going, we'll kind of just sweep over that bit.
It makes me wonder how. I always think next when people get things stuck up their bum, like how far inside of it is, like how much of the tube is hanging out.
How is that retrievable? How is that not retrievable?
You must be able to get. I just had to slap my leg because I was. Yes.
I'm like a Glade canister.
It must have been all the way in, like
if it's past, not retrievable
past,
anymore,
past getting a, like you can't get a grip of it to pull it back out.
Something got a grip of it to fix it. The sphincter did.
Yeah.
Gripped it.
It was just. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
All the way in.
That's mad.
It is true, though, about doctors, because when we've had them in here as guests or other places, or just one of the things you do want to ask a doctor after a few while is like, but come on, tell me. And they're genuinely not surprised when people come into a casualty or whatever, and it is casualty, to say, I've got something stuck up my bum. It happens a lot.
Dildos, so, I get.
Yeah, cool.
Bottles, in a way.
Sure, yeah. Plastic, I would say. Probably not glass, I hope.
I imagine getting glass, a glass one. Oh, mate, that's just going
to... That makes me feel queasy.
Yeah.
But eggplants is just what? Really? Too much time on social media. Right. That's eggplants. Those guys.
Yeah. It's social media, man. It's getting in the world.
That'd be the 20 to 25s getting the eggplants stuck up there.
On social media, there's obviously the eggplant and there's the Glade air freshener emoji as well, which is really popular. People have misinterpreted the new one. Yeah.
They added it on. They added it on especially for 2019.
Just like
the generation was calling for it.
I don't know what that would mean if someone, like, you get a text with an aubergine or a Glade air freshener. You're like, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm coming out. I don't understand.
All right, so. we're on a roll with a weird story, so we might as well get through this one as well. Bring in people all the kind of weird and wonderful shit that's been going on around the globe since, I don't know when. A man has ended up in a hospital with a severe fungal infection in his lungs caused by sniffing his socks. The unnamed man from China would take a whiff every day at the end of work. As he was changing into more comfortable clothing, he would take off his smelly socks and inhale the odour. As a result, he caught an infection from a fungus that has developed in his footwear from his sweaty feet and spread to his lungs when he breathed in the spores. The man was admitted as an emergency case to the hospital in the city of Shangzhou. Is that Shangzhou?
Sure.
Shangzhou, where an X-ray confirmed him suffering from a severe lung infection, and he's been kept in for treatment. They confirmed it was caused by his frequent sniffing of his own socks.
Right.
Imagine if that man smoked as well, and that's what kind of
that's what got him.
Athlete's foot basically gave him the chest infection.
Well, because he had obviously severely smelly feet, and then on the sock, and then just sniffing him every single day. I don't know if that's a fetishy thing or not, because I don't know. You smelled it once, you're like,
weird,
I think you'd know if your feet smell. You need to sniff the sock just to make sure.
Yeah.
But there are.
Would that be a deal breaker for you if you met a guy and.
Well, he made me sniff his socks.
He was 9 out of 10. He was 9 out of 10, and then, you know, you were about to kind of. We were just about to walk into your yard, and you were like, take your shoes off, and then his. Stunk. If it was just on the first, would that be a deal breaker upon the first experience of it?
No.
Or would you give him the benefit of the doubt?
I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Right. Is it summer? I don't know what the temperature is.
Check this out. You spent your first Christmas together. Like you bought him a new pair. You bought him a few new pairs of socks. They've got the date. They've got the day on them.
Yeah.
So, so obviously you've seen him put Monday on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Guess the Thursday, he's still wearing Monday socks.
No, that's not.
Friday, the week after, Monday socks. And then he's like you walk into the bedroom and he's like, he's just sniffing them and putting them back into the shoes that he's going to be wearing tomorrow. and then like one day he's walking and then the house just smells of his feet.
That's Sus Drummond's feet.
He's got Sus Drummond feet.
At what feet?
He's got Sus Drummond feet. That Swedish fish.
Oh my God! No. That if it smells like the fish, and that is it's not a deal breaker. But I'm like, oh, you know what? I left something at my house. Bye, and I run off because I'm not going into the house if it smells like the fish. But if he's wearing the same socks on
purpose.
Yeah, but this guy here.
Because he loved the smell.
But everywhere else, he's a great guy. But he just wears the same socks every day.
I just throw those socks away.
Right.
Oh, but then imagine. But he might get really upset. He might turn into a psycho.
Dump you.
I'm like, smell your feet, smell your shoes. Otherwise, I'll ask him if he's got any sense of smell, because you can't. If it smells like that fish, then he's got nothing.
He's become nose blind.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, he has become nose blind.
But
isn't that Glade advert?
Yeah.
Full circle.
It actually is.
But there mad. Is a thing where well, we think we've talked about it on the show before, where there are some guy and maybe women too that you can send like dirty knickers to, dirty socks to, and then they're just like sniffing used underwear.
Yeah. That's quite a kink. Popular kink in Japan, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is. They've got like vending machines where you can buy them out of there, innit?
Seemingly
used
underwear.
No, that's even worse.
What would be. Okay. Because I know, I think it would be a deal breaker. If let's reverse it then for you. If you were dating somebody and it got to the point where you were staying overnight or whatever, and then you walk in and she's in your room just full on sniffing your underwear like it's over her face and she's really inhaling it. What are you saying about that?
It's not going to be more than a one night stand.
No, but you've been dating now for like a month.
So this isn't the first date.
In your head, you're like, this can't be the first time that she's done this. She's sat there. She's basically.
Yeah, I'd give her the benefit of the doubt because I think she knew I was coming and she just did it to look weird. It's just a joke, and I'd laugh it off. But like, I had that kind of look in my eyes, like, please let this be a joke.
What if she said afterwards, "Oh, hey, they smell different today." That's implying,
then again, you're carrying on the joke. Good for you. Cool. Throw them at me. Let's get them all out of your system now, because this can't happen again.
But that maybe she's into that. Strange. What if she's wearing them over her head and fully sniffing them?
And I think that she was actually insane.
Yeah, but would
like,
you break
traditionally
up with
insane with like you know the pencils up the nose and that?
She's just in there like, and actually, what happened? What you discover is okay. What if? You came home one night and she's in front of the TV, but you discover that she wears your pants as like a hat or a mask whilst you're out. She just does this. She's just watching the TV and sniffing your underpants.
I don't know. It must bring a good
Is it a deal breaker? Is what
I think it is a
that
deal breaker.
That has to be, right?
It would be, yeah, nah, come on. There'd be a moment when you think to yourself, oh, like, she just really loves me. Then at the same time, you'd be thinking,
That's just weird. You break it down and you're like, it's just mean, too
like,
weird.
Like, nah, like, because if it was the other way around and you was just, like, in a yard just going through a panty drawers, like, sleeping and putting them on your face and stuff like that, it makes you a creep. Do you know what I mean? It does make you a creep.
Yeah.
So okay, like, but what about if it was socks? What about if she's just there full
Even
on?
Even weirder.
Yeah, nah, that's just weird.
Because you can kind of understand the sexual connotations of underwear, but then again, I don't have a foot fetish. That's
some people
I
have
foot
fetishes, isn't it? Like, but at the same time, I think a girl sniffing a guy's socks and finding it like arousing would just.
It's up there with sewage. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. It's up there with liking shit like sewage. Yeah.
For me, it'd be up there going to the toilet system and just like in there, just let me take it all in. It's really nice.
I file all of them shits next to each other.
What do you think about because I know what Michael's opinion is of feet and myself is that we're not into feet, but how do you feel about feet?
Yeah, I've not really got like a foot fetish. I don't mind touching a foot. Like if you're like doing certain things and like
it's ticklish
though. You wanna get a good angle. You gotta sometimes hold the ankle or the foot.
You're not licking. Are you licking?
No.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm not really.
Oh yeah, I won't recoil if I touch a foot.
Yeah, it's not touching. It's just like sucking toes.
I'm not really about the toe sucking, but I do like my females to have like nicely painted toenails.
What if you were with a female and she didn't have nice toenails? Because it's that film with Eddie Murphy, Boomerang.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
The corn.
Oh, yeah,
where
exactly,
he's
yeah.
sleeping, he sleeps with tons of women, and then he's great, and then he looks at the feet, and that's it. If there's not good enough feet, then he's out of there. Are you like that?
It is semi like that. I'm not going to lie. I'm semi like that.
Go for a pedicure if you're dating Marcel.
Nice toes, though.
Pepsi blue
toenails.
Yeah, 100%. You look after your toes, it means you look after everywhere.
You like a painted toe nail.
Say if they're just a foot model, though.
What if they had nice toes, but not very nice fingers? Like, as in not very painted and, like, chipped and all kind of not...
Chewed as well.
Yeah,
you know,
like
proper.
Yeah,
old school chewing.
Yeah,
they were sitting in the cell.
Like, where's just waiting for that next underwear to sniff.
I need that underwear. No.
How would you feel about that?
Do you know what, like, I do feel like... I don't feel like their nails need to be painted all the time. The fingernails, like, because obviously sometimes, like depending on your job and that kind of stuff, you can't really have painted nails and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe. Oh, but anyway, but like, I do like girls with like nicely like manicured and pedicured.
Totally yeah, I'm a man of simple pleasures. I don't. It's nice and stuff, but
it's not essential.
I'm like my dad. Tidiness is my biggest kind of
in your presentation.
Right, okay.
Tidiness.
I
thought you meant the house.
I'm a sucker for symmetry and just orderliness.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, so you don't like girls who have like a.
I'm not saying I don't like them, but that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. It's not but it would be weird for you if like just had one eyebrow or shaved off and one, because that's not symmetrical. You would be, that would throw you.
And look, as long as if she had only one eyebrow, it'd have to be in the middle.
Like a unibrow.
The
no, even if it weren't a unibrow, just somehow there'd have to be something dead on centre. Even okay. if it was like the width of like the space between a normal person's eyebrows.
Nah, man, that would throw me off, bro. That's like, that's like some Cyclops thing, bro.
That would just be...
I'm joking.
That would be weird. All right, well, let's get into a quick track and then we can do another story.
Holy Ghost in my system, he my world. Whoa. Nice. Whoa.
I'm in my head, I'm a thinker. Chuck the things I never say. I'm a lead and a thinker. Tryna keep my head out the mix up. Niggas whispering my name, tell a pussy I'll fix up. Tryna fly out, I'm tanning the winter. Smoke salmon and vena. Watched my reflection grow old in the river like Simba. I cloud back up cause my notes are coming like scripture. Trying to paint the perfect picture, the picture was never perfect. Switched up the mixer, still yakking my elixir. Pack inside my wrist, man, I ain't rapping like Twister. I spit that in a city, the wind and the way it twists.
Holy Ghost in my sister, hit my walls. In a city, skimmy, see me, weaving through the smoke. Looking for action, money to capture. Looking for action, money to capture.
Ever since money we popped up, played it slow, that's the process. Lay low like the Loch Ness management, yeah, they dropped us. But we plan for this, we profits. From the woolly to the rotten, couldn't pull me to the bottom, not no weight on them. Nope. We just two skinny blokes with some problems, absorb them and hate on them. We ain't got time to solve them, we play to win. Ain't no fucking way to get around the way you sin. Look, I ain't playing when I say the shit I say within. Change day to day like when the city gray, I change the Thames. Rain jacket, drink habit, ain't a habit. Yacking it, smacking it, past frigid, single digits. Stay smack, only way to stay warm in the winter, pour the elixir.
Holy go. Holy Ghost in my sister, in my world. In the city, skimmy, see me weaving through the smoke. Looking for action, money to capture. Looking for action, money to capture. Holy Ghost in my sister, in my world. In the city, skimmy, see me weaving through the smoke. Looking for action, money to capture. Looking for action, money to capture. Holy Ghost.
That's Elixir by Wiki featuring JJ and Obong JR. I hope I pronounced that the latter name right. We're coming up to the end of the show. Mm. We've got 8 minutes left. Callum McSwiggan is up next.
Yeah.
His first show of 2019,
that's
right?
That's correct.
All right. Have we got time for one more
story? Sure,
squeeze it in. We've got through quite a few today, man. Mm. I was going to say we're starting as we mean to go on, but... you know, we'll probably just end up talking amongst ourselves for the rest of the year and not even really telling you what's been going on around the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's end on an artistic note.
Okay.
The Louvre credits Beyoncé and Jay-Z for record visitor numbers. The Louvre in Paris... Saw visitor numbers increase by 25% in 2018. The rise has been attributed to Beyoncé and Jay-Z using the museum in their Ape Shit music video. Already the most visited museum in the world, the Louvre brought in over 10 million visitors last year, with museum director Jean-Luc Martinez believing that letting the Carters flex in front of the Mona Lisa played a part in attracting millions of people. Martinez said the Beyoncé video ensured that the Louvre was talked about across the world, and one of the consequences of that is the spectacular rise in visitor numbers last year. Do you know what?
Mm.
I've never... Every single time I've ever said the name of that museum,
mm-hmm.
I've always been nervous straight away because I realise every time I say it that I've never heard anyone else say it. I always just read it.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I would say Louvre.
Louvre. Louvre. You wouldn't say Louvre. Just Louvre.
The Louvre is where the Mona Lisa is, right? So I imagine that a few years ago when Dan Brown's book Da Vinci Code came out, that attracted people because didn't they like nick Mona Lisa or something from, or wasn't it History of Fate? I can't remember. I read in the book at the time and they definitely had the Louvre in
it. It was
that
definitely
book.
Heavily featured. That's very heavily like panned, isn't it? That, well, Dan Brown and that book and everything.
Yeah, it's very
about
easy
it,
to read, but it's a bit. It's one of those, like, it's like an EastEnders cliffhanger on every page. Or like a dun-dun. It's like a reveal about this. And then,
yeah, I read Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons and then watched both films. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you? I couldn't. The film with Tom Hanks with that haircut is it Felicity something Jones, isn't it? I couldn't make it through that film. I tried twice.
What was up with his hair?
He had an interesting haircut in that film, Tom Hanks. A kind of like curtain-y, I think, if I remember.
If memory serves, it was like longer than usual.
Yeah, and then in the first one, it's got Paul Bettany who plays that monk just whipping himself all the time, which I quite liked. I was okay with that one, but and that because I read that book. But yeah, so he became like incredibly popular and huge, and then it's one of those where immediately there was a backlash against him.
They say this. There's accusations of plagiarism as well, isn't there? With Dan Brown.
Well, I guess. I don't know, but he's made his money, isn't he? Yeah, he's got an interesting haircut.
Is it mullet level?
It's like a slick back and goes back like that.
It's slick almost back, mullet.
But it's full on mullet.
It's
like
gathered
like,
at the back.
Yeah, there's no sideburns there. It's just like all the way back.
Wow, let me have a look at that.
It's
shit.
A good. That's what I remember from that film. Tom Hanks' hair. So,
do you know what? Sometimes hair really stands out. Travolta's hair stands out in like a lot of films that he's been in.
Yeah, the Pulp Fiction ponytail.
Yeah,
good one. I love that. But with Beyonce and Jay-Z, obviously that's a younger crowd they're bringing in to the Louvre.
I get it. He looks like a professor.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's got a professor's trim. I thought it was like a mullet. I thought it was like a Kevin Keegan.
No.
Well,
it's a decent trim.
Or like, not a mullet, a perm.
Would you go to the Louvre because Beyonce and Jay-Z?
No, I want to go anyway.
Right.
I've been to Paris twice and I've never stayed long enough to kind of
Me neither.
Yeah. I've only ever been to Paris for maximum, 8 hours?
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, on my two visits, the longest I've stayed there is 8 hours. No, 12 maybe.
Yeah, to be fair, if you've got 8 hours, you perhaps want to fit in them.
Exactly.
Fit in the Louvre.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, maybe this year is the year to go and see the Louvre. Maybe get a music video. Get a music video filmed in there.
Do it.
Either of you, because you've got
That was one of the problems why I didn't get to experience as much of Paris, because I was directing a music video in Paris.
Sure, but this year you could have your own music video when your album comes out, which I saw you tweeting actually the other day. It's going to be dropping this year.
It should be out in May, man.
Yeah, little video in the Louvre.
Little video in the Louvre, like Beyonce and Jay-Z ain't already done it. They wouldn't give me permission to do that anyway.
You don't know until you ask.
They probably have to like do more than that. They probably need to pay what they're.
It's Jigger and Beyonce. someone maybe money had to exchange hands somewhere.
I would say so.
Either way, they had the permission to do it. The best I've ever done though is I directed a video on the Hackney Empire. So
better
bucket list.
I've been to
better,
that
arguably.
Been there.
Exactly. And the thing is, Mona Lisa hasn't. So it's so exclusive that the Mona Lisa hasn't even been there.
Tom Hanks hasn't even been there.
Jay-Z and Beyonce ain't been there.
I'm pretty sure they shot parts of it in the Hackney Empire.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they used it as like a secondary location. Yeah, you're right.
That is the end of the show.
That is on that bombshell. We'll see you next week, 4 till 6, the Eminem Show, Marcel, Natalie and Michael. First show of the year done. Shout out Callum McSwiggan stepping in for the next 2 hours. I'm a doctor.
sober. I'm drinking whiskey like dry, I don't take soda. Then my two side reticence takes over. I'm asking every single guy if you could stay over. If you could stay over. I'm asking every single guy if you could stay over. If you could stay over. I'm asking every single guy if you could stay over. So far about some militants in the club, I like to go look at the room till it's a show. So far about some militants in the club, I like to go look at the room till it's a show. So far about some militants in the club, I like to go look at the room till it's a show.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.